Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Brian Nguyen, Associate Professor of Telecommunications, Information Studies, and Media at Michigan State University. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. You have another title. You have a lot of titles here.
Yeah.
You're actually Director of Games for Entertainment and Learning. What does that mean?
It's actually a research and development lab here at MSU that is focused on game research, and of course looking at games not only for purposes of entertainment but also learning and other serious purposes.
All right, you're not talking about card games, you're not talking about traditional board games, you're talking about video games, right?
Exactly, yeah, video games.
All right, let's talk a little bit about a recent opportunity that your students had in connection with Ford Motor Company. Turned out to be very successful. Tell us about that.
Okay, I'm actually here with two of the students that were on the team, Jordan Ajloni and John Moore. And basically what it was Ford Credit actually came up with the idea of holding this competition between Michigan State University's Game Development Club, which is called SpartaSoft, and I'm the faculty advisor of that. John here is actually the president of SpartaSoft. And the University of Michigan's team, student development team, which is known as Wolverine Soft, so obviously playing off the mascots. And what it was basically to build a game about credit education. And by credit, I mean financial credit, not college credit, as we would typically think about here at the university. So, you know, it's a subject that's obviously important, but not all that sexy. So, you know, it was a challenge to come up with ideas of making an engaging, entertaining game project around the idea of financial credit education, and do so in a very compelling way. So both teams worked on this over about a 3-month period, and came back and, you know, presented our concepts to Ford. And the result of it was the winning team got to go to the Game Developer Conference, which is a big industry event out in San Francisco, and exhibit their game and eventually get their game up on Ford's website. So in the end, MSU came out on top, as they often do against University of Michigan, you know, really proud of the team for the effort they put in.
How many students you talked about as John and Jordan?
Yep.
You have with you, but how many students were involved in this project?
There were 7 students, and then myself as the advisor of the team.
Okay.
So, it was an interdisciplinary team, so we had 2 programmers, 2 game designers, 2 artists, and actually a person that composed original music for us for the game.
All right. What did Ford Motor Credit say about the game you came up with?
You know, I think they were really actually kind of taken aback a bit in the approach that we took, because, you know, sort of an obvious approach is make a game about a student that's, you know, their target audience really was, you know, recent graduates that were going out to maybe buy a car for the first time.
Okay.
And that don't know much about credit and credit scores and what it takes to buy a car. So kind of the obvious approach was maybe to take the approach of a student going out and buying their first car and what it takes to do that. But we actually took a very different approach. We took the approach where the player assumes the role of the dealer. And they start with kind of a small dealership, and as they play the game, they try to build up their dealership and add cars and upgrade the dealership and all those types of things. And by doing that, it allowed us to not only have one interaction of buying a car, but have hundreds of interactions. So, you know, customers come into your dealership, and some have good credit, some have bad credit, and you're able to basically make decisions and learn, you know, either by making mistakes, maybe you put them into a car they shouldn't got put into, or maybe you try to sell them a car and you're charging them way too much. You know, so you get lots of those interactions, and just through the process of playing the game, you learn about, you know, sort of incidentally about credit scores and credit education.
Yeah, I don't know that many people who need to know the minutiae of running a dealership other than my good friend Matt Sloan at Graf Chevrolet. But I think that for maybe people in business school, there would be some ramifications. Certainly anyone who was interested in running a dealership, is Ford Motor Credit interested in taking this and applying it anywhere? Or is it something could even be applied through an MSU School of Business?
Well, you know, the approach that we took was not really about running a dealership. So, you know, we took kind of a layman's idea of what it would be to run a dealership.
And, okay.
You know, so really it's about the learning of the credit interactions that you have with customers.
Right. Okay.
And, the, you know, the dealership was just sort of like the, you know, kind of the fiction, like, hey, what if you ran your own dealership?
But Ford Motor Credit could certainly pick this up and use it for new hires. It might be kind of a fun way to train them.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. You know, I think it you could take that concept and run with it a bit and do it. You know, use it for that exact purpose.
All right. Well, congratulations to you and to all seven students, to John and to Jordan. Sorry it didn't work out to get them on with the phone hookup we have here. But I appreciate everything that you have done with this, and congratulations on another victory over the University of Michigan.
All right. Thank you very much, Jack.
All right.